May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Well, howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for May 7th, 2022. And today I'll be discussing some very timely revelations from the last 2 weeks, including 16 videos and some brilliant humor. As regular listeners know, I've been curating recent news that you'll never see in the highly censored lamestream media. And these are videos and articles with commentary to highlight conscious evolution, tools and processes for involving and evolving our individual and collective upwising and uprising for our conscientious evolutionary ascent, you know, the Great Awakening, as they're calling it. So this is all part of the 2022 Great Turnaround series, which I've been publishing since the first of the year. And this includes hundreds of videos to choose from for those who are not on the list and would like to be on the list. You can always subscribe at cosmiclove@mcn.net. Cosmic Love, one word, at mcn.net. So this 2022 Great Turnaround series, these compendiums of videos and articles are my contribution to Aquarius, providing signs of the times that define and refine general enlightenment for our evolutionary ascent to a high state of cosmic love that makes the deep state obsolete. Now, this is in reference to one of my favorite quotes by Buckminster Fuller, where he says, quote, "You never change things by fighting the existing reality. To change something, build a new model that makes the existing model obsolete." So a new model of universal cosmic love, excuse me, makes the existing model of global fear, divisiveness, and dystopian devolution obsolete. Makes all that dark side, deep dark side stuff obsolete. So, I mean, ask yourself, is it true that the power of love is a higher power than the tyrannical love of power we see in the world today? And are you aware of the great awakening going on in our global interactive social networks? And would you agree that the higher the concept of God love power, then the greater the results for making the inordinate love of power obsolete? Based on your response, consider how today I'll be discussing some of the signs of the times, you know, the handwriting on the wall that you can decode with geometric ordered divinity, which is code language for the form and the frequency of the law of the angles of God, G-O-D, geometrically ordered divinity, law of the angles, and language of the angels of love, you know, the frequency of holy compassion. As I referred to before, it's a golden ratio algorithm of the heart rhythm when it's in the frequency of love and joy and compassion. So before we get into that anymore, let's first have a cosmic weather report. So the last 2 weeks, we've been experiencing some very deep, powerful, deep mystical energies conveying equally deep revelations as to the nature of reality on Earth right now. Some amazing videos and articles. The last 2-3 weeks has just been some really deep stuff, extraordinary quality videos. You know, I call these must-watch videos. And I've got quite a few of them today. I'll be going into them, debriefing you on. Some of them are only 4 minutes. Some are less, 3 minutes. Some are longer. You can take your pick, you know, like a smorgasbord. You know, it's food for thought. You know, you can create, customize your own multimedia show by pulling up, you know, the links I provided in the show notes. And you can then scan through and watch the videos you want, the articles you want, and go as deep, dive as deep as you want into some of the content. But have your own custom multi, you know, take your pick. So there's all been going on the last several weeks, this deep mystical energy with I call it quantum reality of the energies of deep space being stepped down and focused through alignments of the Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Neptune in the deep mystical sign of Pisces. With Jupiter and Neptune conjunct in Pisces being sextile Pluto in Capricorn. Now, I could talk about that for a half hour at least, but it's more than I want to unpack right now. I'll go into it a little bit more at the end of my first compendium, which is Aquarius Ends the Great Reset PSYOP. So this is the video, videos and articles that I did here about, 10 days ago? I've added some videos and articles to it. And it begins by, it's the understanding of we've been going through a giant PSYOP, psychological operation, the last several years, actually, if not longer, and how it's ending. And, I've been talking about how this is the year, the 2022 great turnaround year. And we're in a transition process where, there's the beginning of the end, you might say, or the power, and this is what's been going on with this reset, for those who have been following the concept, that the power elite, they're with what they refer to the World Economic Forum as the Great Reset, is actually corporatocracy's endgame for rule by authoritarians, quote-unquote authoritarians, which you might say is a nice name for the trillionaire psychopaths pulling the strings of the billionaire plutocrats, technocrats, autocrats, and bureaucrats who profit from the mass population psyops I've been reporting for the last 7 years. So this is the seventh year, the 2022 Great Turnaround. The Great Awakening is going mainstream worldwide now. This is revelations. Witness the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse psyop, psychological operation I've been reporting regarding plague, as in COVID, war, Ukraine, famine, planned scarcity, and the fourth horseman of the apocalypse, death, which is the depopulation agenda. But Aquarius has other plans. It's like I've been saying for years, the Aquarius light, the light of Aquarius brings up all unlike itself. And we've been seeing it come up for transmutation with a vengeance the last couple years. But again, Aquarius, the golden age, the enlightened love and action, Holy Spirit, Aquarius, there's other plans in the works. You might say that this is the turning point here. And a lot of people are saying that in articles, that we're in the process of the big shift. The shift has hit the fan, the Aquarian fan, this frequency shift. I call it, refer to it as the Aquarian frequency shift. I have a website link on that concept of the frequency shift of Aquarius that goes into more detail on it. If you, those who are following along with the content, which you'll be able to do with the podcast, I'm doing this live right now, and some of you can pull up the linked articles from my blog, which again you can go to at the 2022 great turnaround. This concept of the frequency shift, the shift of energies and how it is ending the deep state's plan for a new world order, great reset, whatever you want to call it, this process has been accelerating. This shift has been accelerating. This Aquarian shift the last 7 years dramatically. It's like an exponential curve. And there's these new higher frequencies coming in of Aquarius challenge the lower frequencies that are stuck in negativity, stuck in negativity. As Aquarian light and cosmic love surges, the dark side, deep state, BS belief system purges. So this is the dynamic that's going on now. So So, I mean, it's a kind of a systemic thing of, you know, the shift from Western dominant left brain thinking to more of a shift to right hemisphere, spherical consciousness, spherical nonlinear unity consciousness, rather than, you know, compartmentalized thinking of the linear lockstep letter of the law that Western civilization tends to be more left brain dominant. That's why we read in the West from left to right on a page. And Eastern civilization, Eastern hemispheres of the earth, they read, you know, their calligraphy from right to left because they're right brain dominant. They're the languaging and evolution of languaging evolved that way based on the dominance of the hemisphere, you know, the hemispheric dominance. Well, the whole world's coming into a global unity and diversity and coming into balance. And this is a shift this year more to from the patriarchal left brain linear, you know, ownership and control values to more of a matriarchal, more of a nurturing, more of a unity consciousness, cooperative rather than competitive consciousness. And this is shifting, again, the patriarchal values of ownership and control that has orchestrated the psychology of subservience to tyranny from the top of the money power pyramid of godless materialism that privatizes profit at the top and socializes debt and deprivation at the bottom. You know, this is the, you know, it's been very patriarchal at the top, and the materialization of the spirit that matters, you might say, that nurturing, the raising up of cooperative values of vision, virtue, and the valor for the victory of this balance of the more the divine feminine with the divine with the masculine. That's the big shift that's going on now. It's just kind of the big picture of the big shift. So the nefarious plutocrats and their plan all along has been to bring the world to its knees while promising quote unquote salvation with mandatory digital IDs and cashless central bank digital certificates called, you know, the CBDC, central cashless central bank digital currencies. That will, and this has been their agenda, in getting us to, you know, towards a social credit system like the communist Chinese have, whereby we virtually surrender sovereignty for the illusory financial security of their digital IDs and cashless digital currencies. Again, surrendering sovereignty for this illusion of financial security, the old classic create a problem and the reaction through the reaction and push through the solution. And this is, of course, problem, reaction, solution, the dialectic that we're seeing going on in our social, political, and economic institutions, whereby, you know, big tech has pioneered this totalitarian social credit system in communist China, selling out the public for the profit of stockholders. You know, this is what businesses do. When profits are at stake, shareholders come before the public. That was a big market they opened up in communist China. Well, now they see the big bucks with a global big brother surveillance and control matrix, which they're pushing through, again, with these digital IDs, digital currencies. And finally, the public is waking up to this high-tech artificial intelligence plot out of hell, you know. So this global drama that's going on now, it was foreordained for this time. I mean, believe it or not, you know, call it the test that's best, or the great contest of freedom versus tyranny, or, you know, the winds of Aquarius as it transcends and transmutes, you know, the fear and doubt of Pisces, or you can call it our final collective judgment to be or not to be free with an internet upgrade of five core constitutional freedoms for all of us as united sovereigns of Earth, you know, the United State of We the People Worldwide, United Sovereigns of Earth. So Aquarius is the shift from deep state to high state. That's what's going on in a nutshell. And so we can do this the easy way, you know, lots of love, or the hard way, you know, not so much. So let's keep it simple. 5D TLC is the key. And this full spectrum 5D TLC, you know, I provide frames of reference for this understanding of 5D TLC with pure geometry thought forms. Again, pure geometry is geometrically ordered divinity with the constitution of love, the love model as geometrized frames of reference for the law of the one, the circle, the law of the two and one, the L, the linear law of the two and one, law of the one, the three and one, the trinity, the four and one, you know, the pyramid of self and civilization, the city four square, the New Jerusalem, pyramid of self and civilization, that most powerful thought form in the universe, and the key to the ascension of the planet, like looking down on the pyramid is the E in the love model, you know, the geometrized love model. So this is, you know, the frame of reference for the constitution, you know, of a universal interface, an interactive interface for mass-to-mass telecommunication, telecommunion, telecom for telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, and telecommerce, 5D TLC. And there's hyperlinks on these concepts of, again, telecom, telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce, all these dimensions, you might say, of TLC in social, political, and economic institutions, you know, that model, you know, Aquarian Age first principles of God love, geometrically ordered divinity love model. Again, a higher frame of reference for cosmic universal divine love. Now, that's saying a lot. Again, I provide hyperlinks and more of a frame of reference that visually you can see the structure and orientation of this model, you know, on the website, on the compendiums, and those who are regular readers have and listeners of the show have already done this. So I'm speaking mostly to normies, newbies, you know, who are just basically getting an orientation to this 3D, 4D, 5D understanding and the dimensions, you might say, of frames of reference for modeling Aquarian institutions, you know, our core social, political, and economic institutions. This is the dynamics with the big shift. This is what's going on. The old order, the, you know, institutional models are disintegrating because they're not interactive. I mean, they're at this point, look at how the political systems are suppressing freedoms of speech. Think about that. So I go into this now with some videos. This compendium, I began the light and love stuff on the front end, and then I go into some pretty heavy stuff. Brilliant video called 2,000 Mules, if you haven't seen it, by Dinesh D'Souza. It's called the 2,000 Mules trailer. This is actually a movie that's been playing in thousands of movie theaters nationwide. And basically, it's this movie, the 2,000 Mules, shows the world how the 2020 presidential election was rigged and stolen. And the movie exposes the lies of the Democrats, the rhinos, you know, the Republican in name only rhinos, and the fake news who say it was the most secure election in history. It was perhaps the least secure election in history. So what is that, a 3-minute trailer? Very excellent, you know, kind of a summation. And this is followed by a really good video on the medical industrial complex called Hippocratic Hypocrisy. It's a movie, you know, how they hijacked the medical industry. I've read it, talked about and written about this for years, how the Rockefellers, you know, the first billionaires in the United States, parlayed a lot of their money into creating big pharma, you know, with patent medicines. It was all petrochemical distillates he got from his big oil. And I guess John D. Rockefeller's father was a sold snake oil out the back of, you know, with petroleum distillates, you know, snake oil for whatever ails you out of the back of a wagon. And so his illustrious son, John D., he put millions of dollars, which today would be billions of dollars, into creating the pharmaceutical industry using petrochemical synthetics, you know, as patent medicines, which they marketed as wonder drugs. And they basically took over the whole medical industry being based on drugs per symptom, you know. You know, it's like whatever. They, you know, the Rockefellers funded, 1,100 medical schools across the country with pharmacology at the core of the curriculum, turning out drug pushers ever since. That was 100 years ago. And the drug pushing industry, you know, they call them ethical drugs, because they're pushing them and not drug pushers. But they branded them ethical drugs. And of course, you know, it's their whole system. You go, the doctors go to medical school, and it's pharmacology is the core of the curriculum. So they're taught, you know, for every symptom, there's a drug. And that's what they do. They prescribe the drugs, and the pharmacists get a fraction of the action by filling the prescriptions. So that's it's a good video to watch for especially for newbies to this whole, what some people would call tin hat conspiracies. If you're not familiar with the medical industrial complex and how they've created a medical monopoly, then you would really benefit by watching this collaborative film by Space Busters and Dr. Andrew Kaufman, which reveals how authentic medicine was actually, you know, natural medicine, healing medicine was hijacked by the power elite and turned into a deadly sickness for profit industry, promoted as, quote, safe and effective for public health. Another video that follows this is by way of James Corbett, who's the brilliant James Corbett. For those who appreciate his work, this is one of his better ones, and it's called How Can a Global Conspiracy Work? You know, if it's a global conspiracy, how could they pull it off? And he explains it, you know, for people who want to know, but, you know, that this isn't all just conspiracy theory. It's conspiracy fact. And if you want the facts of it, this is a great video. This video that follows, it's from Brilliant in Commerce. It's a world situation update from the perspective of a former banker. And this is explaining the new global QFS, the quantum financial system. Folks, this is where it's going. It's going to a quantum financial system. We're seeing a conversion transition of the fiat-based Federal Reserve System. That's why it's being exposed openly now, even in mainstream media. There's more and more exposures of the demise of the fiat-based, paper-based financial system in America, especially as what's going on now with the BRICS nations and about half the world's population, China, Russia, Brazil, India, are going on a gold-backed and commodities-backed economic system. And some of you have been following this development. The mainstream, lamestream media in America is not reporting it directly. I've been covering it directly. We're getting reports of the side effects of this whole transition of our economic system as our economic system, so to speak, collapses. Behind the scenes, this new QFS system is coming through quietly behind the scenes. It's not being reported on in the mainstream media. There's about to be a major, according, I've been saying this is going to happen for months. We've been hearing it's going to happen for months. The Gassara Nassara shutdown of the lamestream media for maybe as much as 10 days and at least 3 days. We're going to do a continuous loop exposing what's really going on with the QFS system being in place and how the old system is basically over. Some of you will find this really interesting that are following the economic system. This is, again, this video from Brilliance in Commerce. Then there's another exceptional video that I say is a must watch from the Thrive On movement, Foster Gamble. And he's interviewing Catherine Austin Fitz, who is brilliant. She was on the original videos when Foster Gamble came out with the Thrive movement back in 2011. I interviewed him the first of the year, 2012. But in this original video that you can still watch for free online, excuse me, on the Thrive movement, you can see Catherine Austin Phipps in there. And in this video, which you can watch, you can click or tap on the image for viewing. And you can see that in his original video, the Thrive Movement video, he has Catherine Austin Phipps in there. So those who appreciate the brilliance, the economic brilliance of Catherine Austin Phipps and how we're looking at the next economy, the new economy, you know, upgrade from globalist tyranny to a thriving economy, you'll find that video interesting. So these are some highlights of this compendium And one of my favorite highlights is always Awaken with JP. It's some of the most brilliant satire you'll find on the internet. And he makes a real a joke out of with sad brilliant satire on what's going on with the Musk takeover of Twitter. You know how Elon Musk has bought out Twitter, and he makes a huge joke out of how Twitter employees will be reacting the day after Elon Musk takes over. So you have a good hoot watching this one, Awaken with JP. It's official. Elon Musk just bought Twitter and is taking it private. And here's what it will be like for Twitter employees the day after Elon Musk takes over. So I finish up this compendium, this Aquarian Shift Update compendium, with, again, I mentioned I was going to get into a little bit more on the astrology, what's going on. I have an excerpt, a video excerpt. It's only about, depending on how much you want to watch. It begins, the excerpt begins at 9 minutes, 21 seconds into a video by Kai Pacha, and New Paradigm Astrology, what's going on with magical, mystical stellium in Pisces in a summer of review and reflection. In other words, as I mentioned in the Cosmic Weather Report at the beginning of the show, there's an alignment, almost all the planets, we're aligning over the last several weeks in Pisces, passing through Pisces, conjuncting in Pisces, being aspected in Pisces, and conjuncting and aspecting, not just Pisces, but specifically Jupiter and Neptune in Pisces. And Neptune is exalted in Pisces. It's the most deep, mystical of all the planets, energetically, in the deep, basically aligned with in the deep space energies of Pisces, which is the deepest of the mystical, most mystical and deepest of all the deep space energy, the 12 constellations. So, and what's going on with this dynamic? There's just for normies, for people that aren't into astrology, this is a big stretch. The as above, so below weather, cosmic weather, quantum weather. But for initiates, those who understand that we are in the universe and the universe is within us. This whole understanding of as above, so below, as within, so with all. Watch the first 5 minutes of this link on Cosmic Weather Report for April 27, 2022. Some of these aspects, including the sextile of Jupiter, Neptune with Pluto, this has been going on since April 27. It's going on right now. It's still really strong right now because Neptune, Jupiter, and Pluto move very slowly. So they're in this sextile, which is like a trine aspect, very positive aspect. And so that's good news. And good news, and then there's very positive aspects, you might say, with the power of love in this regard, deep, mystical, Capricorn, powerful love, and tying into the just magical, mystical energy of Pisces. So anyway, people that are into astrology know this was a real significant This is a real significant time, and a lot of people have gone nonlinear. A lot of people are just kind of losing it the last several weeks because it's so deep and mystical and nonlinear versus linear, logical, letter of the law or, compartmentalized thinking. A lot of people just spaced out the last several weeks. And I've talked to people, and it's been very nebulous for a lot of people, about what's real, what's really going on in the world, et cetera. So, this is the context for the videos that I've been, just reported today, and I'm going to report now in this next compendium, which is, revealing the next economy. And this is a big subject. People, again, I've been talking about we're transitioning into from the Federal Reserve banking system to a quantum financial system. Some people have been following this over the last year. Most people have not very much, so I think, this is good review. For a lot of you, consider that, the revelation of thought takes men out of servitude into freedom. In other words, think for yourself, be an independent, process, some of these concepts, these videos, these articles, pick the ones that speak to you, like you're going through the supermarket, you're going through the vegetable section, and you can just open up and run your hand over you know, what your body wants. And some people can just kind of tune in to the color of the vegetable that they need and the type of vegetable they need. You know, a body wisdom. It's like being a vegetable intuitive or a medical intuitive. Some people can, I try to tune in every once when I'm hot, I'm hot. You know, I can do that. Not always, but anyway, kind of tune into this compendium. It's like a smorgasbord. You know, it's like food for thought, you know, and see what you can find in this compendium. This is a comprehensive compendium. There's some really deep, you can do some deep diving in this compendium. And again, this will be in the show notes, you know, at the blog, and it's on the website. Again, you can go to 2022 Great Turnaround Series. If you put that in your browser, just typed in 2022 Great Turnaround Series, you can scan down to the most recent compendium, and that's this one I'm talking about now. Some people can pull it up in another window if you're on a computer while I'm talking, and you can follow along and of course, go back then and watch the videos that I'm talking about that you're most interested in. So you can customize a multimedia show. Rather than be programmed, you can pick and choose, you know, on the smorgasbord, what food for thought you want to chew on, digest, otherwise assimilate. So let me begin by saying a previous compendium that relates to the subject of the next economy in this transition to a quantum financial system, a previous compendium is 12 Keys to Aquarian Revelations. And again, you can put in your search bar, or just, you know, speak into your smartphone and do a search on 12 Keys to Aquarian Revelations, and it should come up at the top, ideally, depending on which search engine you're using. But that article will be linked in the show notes of the podcast. And I also mentioned right at the beginning here that for those who don't want to get into the heavy stuff, you know, what's going on, the social, political, and economic drama that's going on in the world right now, you can skip to the bottom for a May Day message from Archangel Gabriel. Believe it or not, folks, you know, you can watch it, and if it rings true to you, take it as your guide. You know, I mean, my thing is, don't believe your teacher, your minister, your preacher, your whoever's trying to tell you anything, unless you kind of tune into it and check out the vibration, and if it rings true, take it as your guide, you know. So highly recommend this Archangel Gabriel, Flame of Purity. There's no security without purity. That's kind of the bottom line, and there's a heart-stream dictation for Archangel Gabriel that I think many of you will appreciate. I mentioned that up front in case that's all you want. Some people, they just want more light and love easier and faster. So no security without purity. Archangel Gabriel represents it. You know, you can skip to the bottom to watch that first or only. So I go on to say, and this is kind of a heavy deep dive today, folks. I begin by saying that the deep state, you know, the power elite corporatocracy, call it corporatism, they privatize profit and control with the oxymoronic value of scarcity. That's an oxymoron, the value of scarcity. It's scarcity economics. It's a system, you know, economists call our economy the scarcity economics, a system that values scarcity, concealing, wasting, and destroying abundance to maintain this scarcity that keeps prices, profit, and control high. You know, if you get too much abundance, well, the prices drop because there's much competition for scarcity. So this is the economic system that has been predominant throughout history because there's not enough to go around, so to speak. Well, of course, with modern technology, there is, but it's being suppressed. Like free energy technology is being suppressed. Quantum healing technology is being suppressed. All kinds of technologies are being suppressed. They're starting to come out. It's coming out all over the world. You know, it's like it's starting to go mainstream with the awareness of this. That'll change it probably faster than anything else. The awareness of abundance, and that's what I'm beginning with. So contrary to the value of scarcity, you have the economics of abundance. But in the meantime, you got scarcity economics that socializes scarcity for the, you know, mainstream scarcity for the public at large, while the super rich get richer. They get more money and power. And the middle class, in the process, is impoverished with fear, false evidence appearing real, as creates and manages ongoing global dis-ease, scarce love, war, scarce peace, famine, scarce food, and death, scarce life. You know, the depopulation agenda. This is the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse I was referring to in the previous piece. In the last several compendiums I've done, I've referenced this has been what's going on with the psychological operations. It's been planned. It's like a fulfillment of the fundamentalist Christians' biblical prophecy before Jesus returns. You know, they believe religiously this has got to happen, and so the PSYOP has played into it to create it, to orchestrate and manage people right into their digital ID and cashless digital currencies and the social credit system for their new world order reset. That's what's been going on. And one of the side effects of all this is the homeless crisis in America. So I have a video in the compendium at this point on this serious housing crisis. This is from Truth Stream Media. It just came out April 29th, what, about a week ago. And the byline in that that video is saying, this is what's going on all around our country, this homelessness, while they're trying to get everyone to focus on every issue but this one. Because this is the sign of a real crisis, in the homelessness crisis. We've got them in Livingston, Montana. We've got them all over the world. You would not believe how many people are sleeping in their cars in and around Livingston, Montana, because they're homeless. Vans, cars, it's just, anyway, there's a quote by George Carlin that you're familiar with that kind of references this, and it goes, and nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. That's what the owners count on, because the owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you got to be asleep to believe it. And the homelessness thing is a huge issue, again, that they're trying, that the media is trying to get everyone to focus on every other issue but this issue, because it's a real sad statement of where America's at right now. So I go into now a deeper understanding of what's going on with this homelessness crisis, or as Thomas Jefferson prophetically warned, he said, I quote, this is Jefferson speaking, quote, I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency, then first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around the banks will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. The issuing power should be taken from the banks and restored to the people to whom it properly belongs. Again, that's Thomas Jefferson. So I'm going to unwrap that, and because what Jefferson's quote is actually saying, he says that when you allow a private banking cartel, you know, the Federal Reserve banking system, to wander from the Constitution, which states that the Congress shall coin money, and this money is to be only backed by gold and silver, see Article 1 of the Constitution, this private banking cartel will put out endless amounts of fiat money, not backed by gold and silver as stipulated by in the Constitution. And then this private banking cartel will lend it to their buddies, you know, the corporations that surround them, at ridiculously low interest rates, you know, below free market rates, thus causing inflation. I mean, it now takes 100 pennies to buy what three pennies used to buy back at the time of when the Federal Reserve banking system was created. 3 pennies back then would buy what 100 pennies buy now. That is 100 years ago. And this will allow, if not provoke, these corporations to overextend themselves with debt, become over-leveraged, which has happened. This excessive debt on the balance sheets of these corporations and bank corporations will then make these publicly traded entities less attractive to investors because of assets that no one can easily evaluate. You know, they're called toxic assets due to their overly complex derivative natures, CDSs and CDOs, you know, these derivatives, these toxic derivatives. So investors then will withdraw their money, sell their stock in these corporations that have grown up around the banks, and this massive sell-off will depress the entire stock market, causing a depression, you know, deflation, as Jefferson referred to. So many of these corporations will also go out of business or lay off workers. And since many people have their retirement funds invested in the stocks of these corporations, they will lose this money as well as collateral and dividend income, you know, thus being deprived of their property, as Jefferson said. Since many people are now losing their jobs and homes due to extreme inflation, they will wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. To quote again Jefferson, they will wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. This is what's happening, folks. Breaks it all down. So the conquered continent that Jefferson was referring to was America, which was then under British rule. So Great Britain is the country that practically invented fiat paper money, and the same country that Rothschild agent, Great Britain is the same country that Rothschild agent Paul Warburg, who was the prime architect of the Federal Reserve System, exploited to privatize corporate profit and socialize public debt with extreme inflation as the final result, making millions of Americans homeless. That's the final result of this process. That's why, folks, we're transitioning from the Federal Reserve System to the quantum financial system. That's the whole point. You're not seeing it in the lamestream media. They're not explaining it to you. You're going to be seeing more of it. This is what's really going on. If it's successful, totally successful, you'll only create some speed bumps in the road ahead. Things are going to slow down with the economy. Things are going to look worse to the economy maybe before they get better, but it's going to get better, and it's going to be much better. And this transition process is what's going on behind the scenes with the quantum financial system. And apparently the QFS system is already transitioning fiat paper dollar into the QFS currency. So this is what's going on. So who you think about it, you know, with the conquered continent, conquered America, you know, Great Britain, who was really conquered? I mean, who really conquered who? Did we win the Revolutionary War? I mean, are we now witnessing an emerging global economic reboot with gold and commodities backed with a gold and commodities backed quantum financial system that links the light of Aquarian TLC at the heart of the next economy? Again, see the 12 revelations key to Aquarius. That's an article that gets into a lot of the keynotes to this shift, the big shift of Aquarius and how it is transcending and transmuting the deep state psyops with the fiat economy, the Federal Reserve banking system. So I'm going to take a little break here, get in some cosmic humor, you know, this loving humor, joy, you know, transcends the scarcity consciousness of fear. So it's good to have a laugh, folks. And here's an excellent video by my favorite satirist, humorist, JP, Awaken with JP. This crazy guy with long red hair, and he's going, they're causing food shortages? Exclamation mark, question mark. But anyway, fantastic video on what's going on with how they're creating food shortages. You know, he makes a joke out of it, but it's sometimes the best way to get like a little reality therapy is to laugh at something that's going on that you couldn't hardly bear to watch otherwise. And this is followed by another video, the food supply shutdown, you know, by Ice Age Farmer. Excellent video. What's going on, how they're euthanizing deer, fish, pigs, chickens, and they're shutting down the food supply. How they're doing it. They're doing it. Controlled demolition of the food supply. And they've got full show notes you can look at. And then this is followed by a six-minute must-watch video, how Big Pharma is set to control the entire food supply. Again, problem, a reaction, solution. They're creating a food shortage, and This is an extraordinary video by Forbidden Knowledge TV. Explains how Bill Gates and the World Economic Forum want to replace your food with gene-edited produce and lab-grown meat. But first, they want you so hungry you'll be glad to eat that gene-edited produce and lab-grown meat. So, got a full transcript on that video. Here's a, and I have mostly videos finishing up this compendium, which I'm coming down the home stretch the last 15 minutes. I'll probably come right down to the wire on this one, but there's an article that I provided called The Coming of Corporate Collectivism by internationalman.com. And this goes on to say that Benito Mussolini, stated that fascism should more appropriately be called corporatism, as it is the merger of corporate and government power. Quite so, as I refer to it as the corporatocracy, the merger of corporate and government power. This is what's been going on behind the scenes. It really kind of was exposed with the in 2011 with the People's United decision, where corporatocracy, the Supreme Court ruled that the rule giving corporations personhood, and this whole story of personhood, how they have voting rights, and then they can basically give corporations the rights to fund political campaigns. no longer the individuals funding, it was corporations funding them. Billions of dollars, not just millions of dollars, behind the scenes being appropriated. It became legal. And this is what the corporatocracy is. It's the merger of giant corporations, corporate rule behind the scenes with regulatory agencies that are just rubber stamping, corporate policies. And we can talk about all the different healthcare bureaucracies, I could go into detail, for 5 minutes of all the different bureaucracies that serve the corporatocracy. But anyway, there's a video that kind of sums this up. And there's this whole issue in this summing up of Elon Musk's takeover of Twitter. So this was a video by Tucker Carlson, one of his better ones. This is very congruent on what, in the way he has a way of saying it that really kind of cuts through the BS, the belief system from the left and the right, and just kind of, does a way of exposing, the big lie with the whole truth. A lot of Fox News is just pure garbage, speaking for the left or the rhinos on the right. Tucker Carlson quite often will just really kind of cut right through the left and right dichotomy and mock contest of between left and right and just kind of nail it. And he does in this video. And he gets into Biden's Ministry of Truth. And this whole thing of the Ministry of Truth, this is some really serious stuff that you're going to want to look at. So you can watch that video, another article with a video called The Ministry of Truth is Launched, 1984 is Here, and then another video, Elon Musk, Champion of Free Speech or Wolf in Sheep's Clothing. He bought Twitter. Is this a free speech move? A lot of people have come to believe it is. Is Elon Musk really a free speech hero? This is an article, May 1st, from American Intelligence Media. It's brilliant. It's a brilliant article. Highly recommend it. I've gone through the transcript keynotes, and I could go through this for the next 10 minutes, and that would be the end of my show. So I'm going to leave you to do that on your own. It's a brilliant breakdown, a deep dive into what's really going on, who Elon Musk really is, and how the real agenda and what he's, and believe it or not, you can see how he breaks it all down, how Elon Musk is setting up, in the name of free speech, the social credit system, the Chinese Communist social credit system, because he's pushing and he's setting up, and he's been with different companies that he has, he's been setting up the, again, the digital IDs and the digital currencies is all part and parcel of the larger system that Elon Musk has been pushing through. So, again, this goes into explaining how the disclosure of the sale of Twitter to Elon Musk included a smoking gun inside that description of the deal. Now, they've got a lot of very good propaganda that's got everybody fooled that Elon Musk is going to come in and save free speech in America. They're going to basically, they want to authenticate with this smoking gun that they're going to authenticate that all the humans in this free speech process. So when you see the word authenticate in anything related to technology and communication, what that means is they're going to make sure they know who you are when you're online, who you're chatting with in order to quote unquote save you from the bots. Now the bots are the spam bots. So the whole thing is, again, you create a crisis, problem is the spam bots, reaction of it, we need to have free speech. But the solution in the process with the free speech, in order to do that, they've got to know who you are. So on the one side, they say they're going to give you free speech. And on the other side, what they're not telling you is that in order to give you that free speech, you have to take take away all of your privacy rights. So this is how they sneak in a surveillance system, a total surveillance system on the back end of this. So it really helps to understand this, how data is the new money. The rise of big tech can be correlated to the legislative and technological developments created for achieving total information awareness, which has been a government agenda for a long time in the wake of the 2001 Patriot Act and the 2007 Protect America Act, which directly enabled NSA's PRISM surveillance program. So you got Facebook, Google, and big tech companies that were funded through CIA incubators. And I mean, I could go on into the background on this, but these Silicon Valley data mining and social engineering platforms have since grown to have the greatest market capitalizations of all other corporations on Earth. They're huge. The Googles, the Facebook, the Amazon, and the cloud. I mean, these giant technology companies. what we're going to be seeing is a rush to push out 5G and the IoT, the Internet of Things, which will be necessary for the global currency reset, the GCR, and the full implementation, again, of the central bank digital currencies, the CBDCs, which may help explain the insane antics we have witnessed to force vaccinate the world's population, being that there's a lot of evidence that the magic jab juice contains nanocircuitry to create MAC addresses within the bodies of the vaccinated that are in turn connected to the IOB, the Internet of Bodies, the transhuman AI cyborg matrix. Been writing about and talking about this for a long time, folks. So the military-industrial complex has moved on to biowarfare and to fifth-generation warfare, which is conducted primarily through social engineering, misinformation, cyber attacks, along with emerging technologies such as artificial intelligence and fully autonomous systems. So the globalists want to dominate the next era through aggressive propaganda and censorship. But shift happens, and the shift is happening. It's being exposed now. Believe me, I mean, they want this entire internet, total information awareness, internet of bodies, where everything and everyone will become a node on the network, and where wrong think in your tweets will torpedo your social credit score, something that is already a fact of life in communist China. So garbage in, garbage out with the Ministry of Truth. He goes on to talk about the Ministry of Truth as to some of these other videos. There's a video by Robert Malone, just 2 minutes long. You want to watch that video. He goes into this whole World Economic Forum's agenda for total control through the World Health Organization, and their plan is to take over countries under the premise of a health crisis, which, of course, they can fabricate anytime that suits their global reset agenda. So, again, what they're saying is that they want to be able to use a public health emergency to justify suspending the constitution of all the Western democracies, implementing the things that they want, which includes the digital ID, QR codes, tracking on your cell phone, and the communist Chinese branded social credit system. There's a must-watch Reality Report video, 4 minutes long, on the Obama revolution, what's been going on behind the scenes with Obama and the deep state. So anyway, I finish up on some light and love here, folks. Bottom line, let your light shine. It gets into the spiritual frame of reference for understanding that this really is, you know, the turning point towards personal and planetary sovereignty with well-informed choice guided by a moral TLC compass. Again, this 5D TLC, a moral compass, the heart of our five core net freedoms. So finishing up, bottom line is the highest, you might say the highest truth, the top line, with the dictation heart stream from Archangel Gabriel, obey the Christ within. Spiritual insight and outlook for understanding an overview. This was from a conference here from April 30th through the May 1st on the Miracle Violet Light, the Freedom and Destiny of Chicago. Wonderful weekend conference from theheartcenter.org. And with that, folks, I'm going to pretty much wrap it up. I want to thank all of you for listening today. Went through a lot of stuff. I hope you have a chance to go through the video compendiums. Hopefully you've heard something today that sparks your conscience and awakens your part in the global revolution in higher consciousness that is accelerating with Aquarian Spring. So keep the faith, see the good, and make it so. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.